When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Back at it on The Fan, inside the 1 o'clock hour, the last hour I have to talk to you about whatever you would talk about on The Fan if you call and get through. 877-337-6666. You driving somewhere tonight? You got somewhere to be in the morning? It's already the morning. I'm a little bit out of breath because I just ran, had something to record during the break, ran to the bathroom. Came out, hit some push-ups. Been trying to hit the push-ups during the break. I'm fighting this dad bod thing, yo. It's a real thing. And I've been telling all the homies about it that have kids. You know, people think that just the women, you know, have the pregnancy and they put on the pounds and it's tough for them to bounce back. Nah, I mean, you have a baby, it messes up your sleep, which messes up your recovery and your muscle building. You have a baby, and it just changes how much you can go to the gym. It changes how much you can watch your diet because you start to cut corners. That's where I'm at. But I'd be fronting if I told you I was out of shape. I've never been out of shape in my life. I'm just very critical of myself, and I want to look a certain way. I want to have abs as long as I can. I started having abs come in when I was 8 years old. I want to have abs until I'm 88 years old. Keith McPherson on The Fan. So we're talking about the draft, we're talking about Drake May, we're talking about quarterbacks. And since I had an ad read to do during the break, I did not watch the Bo Nix highlights. I really do want to tap into what kind of throws he was asked to make, because I feel like I'm generalizing. And I don't want to act like this guy hasn't thrown the ball downfield. Let me watch the film and get back to you. But I still don't think he's a top five quarterback in this draft. I guess he's top five. Top five. Caleb Williams, Michael Penix Jr., Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix is five. And then J.J. McCarthy. Spencer Rattler is going to be a really interesting pick for somebody. Because, you know, and I haven't gotten to it yet, but as the conversation around Caleb Williams continues, of course, they're going to talk about his time at Oklahoma. And I just saw the Pivot interview come out with Tiki Barber's friend, Ryan Clark. And they're talking about how Caleb Williams went there as a freshman and thought that he could beat out Spencer Rattler. If you guys remember that streaming series, QB1, I love that series. Spencer Rattler was featured in that. And he was like the number one quarterback in the country. He was projected to be a top draft pick. And things went south for him. I remember he cried. He cried on the field because the Oklahoma fans started chanting, "We want Caleb." And then Caleb Williams got his opportunity and he absolutely balled. And they didn't look back from there. So Spencer Rattler is a guy. I think he's got a gun. I think he can throw the ball. And somebody's going to get a steal of a quarterback that they could potentially develop into something. Especially in this Pat Mahomes era. I think he could be like that. Somebody in my Instagram or my TikTok says Penix is not second. In my opinion, in my evaluation, I think Michael Penix, I thought Michael Penix was the best. I thought he should have won the Heisman. I thought he was the best quarterback this year. I thought what he did with Washington and some of those games and even the college football playoff, like that kid, they just look for every reason to not give him his credit. He went to the combine and he threw a very pretty football. All right, remember this. This all stuff gets recorded anyway. Somebody's going to draft Michael Penix Jr. He's going to end up playing somewhere. And, you know, you're going to tell your dad on Sunday, yo, Keith McPherson was saying he thinks he's the second best quarterback coming out of the draft. Caleb Williams is a surefire thing, but Michael Penix Jr. to me is second. Drake May, third. The Giants, if they can actually trade up to the third pick from the Patriots and do that. Jaden Daniels, who also is a transfer kid, transferred from ASU, where they hated him out there, to LSU, and he balled for 1 year. then Bo Nix, then J.J. McCarthy. 877-337-6666. Sean is in West Haven, Connecticut on the Fan. Go for it, Sean.
Hey, Keith. I want to say big fan of yours and love listening to you.
Thanks.
But I agree with you as far as the whole sentiment about Jaden Daniels. Great season, obviously, Heisman. But looking back, if you go, how many one-and-dones have there been that have been successful? Obviously, Joe Burrow. But me and my buddies were talking earlier about the whole thing. I guess Cam Newton. But these are guys who were big-time, like, you know, like, obviously went through their turmoil because of people in front of them. But Jaden Daniels, it's kind of out of nowhere. And I don't know if that's something you could trust.
That Heisman Trophy doesn't have a good history either. Like, Bryce Young had a rough year this year. I don't know what he's going to be. Baker Mayfield bounced back, but there was a lot of people saying he was going to be a bust. Kyler Murray won the Heisman. I still don't think Kyler Murray is that much of a bona fide NFL quarterback. Jameis Winston, Robert Griffin, Money Manziel, Johnny Manziel. You mentioned Cam Newton, like Tim Tebow, Troy Smith. Like, there's Matt Leinart. There's a lot of guys that win that Heisman Trophy as quarterbacks, and they don't translate in the NFL. And yes, he did it 1 year at LSU, but you go to LSU, all those guys around you are 4-5-star recruits, especially LSU coming off of the Joe Burrow and Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase teams. They were able to recruit over the years. He was throwing a ball to Malik Nabers.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly. And when you brought up the Spencer Rattler thing, I'm a Dolphins fan. And Tua's my guy, but I would love if you get Spencer Rattler, someone with arm talent like that. If you got the right system, I feel like he's been bouncing around, I don't know for what reason or the other, but if you get to the right system, he has talent. And I would love to see his potential late rounds, what he could do. But good to hear from you, and the draft should be exciting. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Sean. Yeah, somebody's going to take a flyer on him. Okay, so I'm looking at ESPN on the screen right now is Bo Nix. Ah, they just went to commercial. I was about to read you what they say about Bo Nix. And I will, in this next break, watch his highlights and look at the offense that he ran and what they asked him to do. But a couple things here. As I look at tankathon.com, they have Caleb Williams obviously going number one, Jaden Daniels second. I did just read something about Jaden Daniels. I don't know if it was trolling or not. Not wanting to play for the Commanders. I mean, who would want to play for the Commanders? Yeah, I think it was reported, but I don't think it was true. And I think Mike Florio and Chris Sims were talking about it. I don't know how valid it is. Mike Florio and Chris Sims sift through reports about where Jaden Daniels could land, including his chance to go number 3 overall to the Patriots. I do not think he's going to the Patriots at all. I don't think they're interested in bringing him up there to Foxborough. It takes a different kind of guy to play up there. If the QB decides he doesn't want to land in Washington. Now, that is always a thing, right? Not for nothing. Caleb Williams was supposedly liking posts saying that he didn't want to be a Chicago Bear. But I think the Chicago Bears basically got in touch with him. They're like, you don't have a choice, bro. Here's the keys to the facility. Like, we're going to get you Keenan Allen. We're going to get you DeAndre Swift. We're going to make a bunch of other moves. It'll be all right. Like, you're coming here. We missed out on Patrick Mahomes drafting Mitchell Trubisky. We're not going to miss out on the guy that they say could potentially be the next Patrick Mahomes. Reminder, there's only one Patrick Mahomes. There will be no next Patrick Mahomes. But Jaden Daniels, to me, is a guy that just skyrocketed because of this 1 year. And 1 year is not enough of a sample size for me. I just was driving home the point that, like, I want quarterbacks that have had reps. And he's had reps, but he had to transfer. He was not that great at ASU. I got to go back to his ASU tape. I know he played with Brandon Ayuk there. Where's Brandon Ayuk going to go? That's another thing. I can't wait to see who gets traded on draft night. They're going to trade Justin Jefferson? I thought draft night is when they were going to trade Zach Wilson. I think if the Jets waited, they might have been able to get a better deal. But why wait? The first team that is interested in taking Zach Wilson, you don't even, there's no way. It's whatever you guys want, sure, take him. 877-337-6666. But it's interesting, like, the days of Eli Manning and the Manning family being able to be like, nah, we don't want to go over there, we want to go over here. Like, that just doesn't happen anymore. You get picked where you get picked, and guys aren't able to play the game where they're able to like pictures or photos or tweets that suggest that they don't want to go somewhere. Or even Jaden Daniels, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this report that, you know, like he potentially didn't want to go to the Commanders. I remember reading something on Twitter, which be careful what you read and don't read, that he, you know, said something about their dysfunction. No, Commanders draft. QB Jaden Daniels says he just wants to go where my name is called. And that's the opportunity. Like, that's the thing. You have the opportunity to go somewhere, be a millionaire, and see your dream come true. The Commanders are going to be different. Speaking about what the Bears have done, go look at what the Commanders have done in this offseason. They got a new head coach, Dan Quinn from the Dallas Cowboys. Take him. But they signed Austin Ekeler. They made a bunch of other moves. I'm just forgetting. I'm blanking. We're far from NFL free agency. They're going to look different this year. And Giants got to be worried about them. Giants could easily be a fourth place team in the NFC East this year. It's, in my opinion, it's going to be the Eagles, Cowboys, probably the Commanders, because they have some talent. They have a new coach. They might plug in Jaden Daniels and off they go. You know, people are comparing Jaden Daniels to Robert Griffin III. I wouldn't want to be compared to him. But yeah, it's a crapshoot, man. When you look at these drafts, like how many of these? Let's pick a year. Let me think. Let's go 2016 NFL draft, and let's just go look at the picks and the players, specifically quarterback. We'll start there, and just see how things kind of played out. Right, number one overall pick, Jared Goff. Worked out pretty well for him, but the team that drafted him had to get rid of him, go get Matthew Stafford to go win the Super Bowl. He got them to a Super Bowl. They couldn't score. Number two overall, Carson Wentz. Another team. They drafted Carson Wentz. They didn't win the Super Bowl with him. They won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Carson Wentz still in the league. Coincidentally enough, he was with the Los Angeles Rams last year. Now he's backing up Patrick Mahomes. You know Andy Reid's got something cooking with Carson Wentz there. Why wouldn't the Jets bring Carson Wentz here last year? He was there for the taking. I was the first voice you heard the night that Aaron Rodgers went down, and we started going through all the names of Chad Henne and Colt McCoy and Carson Wentz and whoever else was on. He was there for the taking. Number three overall, Joey Bosa. Bro, I remember this draft. I was sitting in Buffalo Wild Wings in Times Square. They had just opened the Buffalo Wild Wings in Times Square. I was working at MTV. I was a social media coordinator. I got off of work, and I went and watched the draft by myself in that Buffalo Wild Wings. I probably took down, I don't even know, 20 different wings, or 20 wings, like four different flavors, and probably had about four draft beers just posted up there and then took the bus home back to Jersey. The Dallas Cowboys selected Ezekiel Elliott fourth overall. I wanted them to take Jalen Ramsey, who went fifth overall, to the Jacksonville Jaguars. You don't draft a running back that high. Ezekiel Elliott could actually come back to the Dallas Cowboys this year because Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones don't have a clue. But again, let's focus on the quarterbacks that went, right? So let's keep going in this draft. Paxton Lynch, first round draft pick. Remember Paxton Lynch to the Denver Broncos? Man, they haven't been able to get it right over there. Let's keep going. Christian Hackenberg. Remember Christian Hackenberg out of Penn State to the Jets? Like, this guy, he didn't even know how to call the offense. He didn't know how to read any defenses. So basically what I'm saying is it's a complete crapshoot. You don't know what these guys are going to become. You don't know what these guys are going to be. If I keep going, in the third round, New England took Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett is still around, and I'm pretty sure, didn't he sign with New England? Again, didn't he go back to New England? Yeah. What goes around come to... I picked a good random year to look at the draft. Jacoby Brissett is back in New England, and they might just go with him. They might not draft Jaden Daniels or Drake May. They might say, whatever, yo. It's Jerod Mayo's first year. Jacoby Brissett has done it here, and he's done it in other places. Jets fans saw he almost done it to y'all with the Commanders last year. He started lighting them up. Jacoby Brissett was drafted in the third round. He's still holding. You know who was drafted In 2016, in the 2016 draft, see, it all comes back. No, not Cardale Jones. He was, but that's not who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the quarterback that Jerry Jones just doesn't want to pay yet. One Dak Prescott was drafted in that draft. And Dak goes on to be Rookie of the Year that year. And Dak has made so much money off Jerry Jones because Jerry Jones never believed in him. So you didn't pick up his rookie contract. And then you tried to franchise tag him. And then you did all the stupid stuff in between. Even with the deal that you made, that deal is about to run out. You're gonna end up paying Dak again. And what's Dak going to do? Just throw picks in the postseason, playoffs, take L's, fold in the playoffs. Have a great regular season, fold in the playoffs. So, yeah, let's pick another random year. That was 2016. Let's go further back in time. Let's go 2012 NFL draft. And look at the quarterbacks that were taken and see where they are now. Well, I mean, now it's 12 years later, but we can look at like full careers of some of these guys. Oh, number one overall, Andrew Luck. How'd that work out? At first, it was like, man, the Colts go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. Man, the rich only get richer. Then Andrew Luck decided, nah, football stuff, it's dangerous. I don't like getting hit like this. The concussions, no. No, I'm going to hang it up. Number two overall, the Commanders, again, with the number two overall pick. They selected Robert Griffin III. That's who people are saying Jaden Daniels, that's his comp, RG3. How'd that work out with RG3? RG3 is on ESPN Monday Night Countdown telling the Cleveland Browns they should sign him. You're cooked, bro. You're done. Your career's done. Miami, number eight, Ryan Tannehill. Didn't go so great. Didn't go with, like the way that they thought it would. Worked out for Ryan a little later on in Tennessee. Now, what team is Ryan Tannehill on now? I remember we were talking about maybe he comes over here to the Jets. Ryan Tannehill is a free agent still? Ryan Tannehill is an American football quarterback who is a free agent. He was drafted in that 2012 draft, first round, eighth overall. Let's keep going. Let's keep looking for quarterbacks. Brandon Weeden. Yeah, I'm familiar with Brandon Weeden. Brandon Weeden played for the Dallas Cowboys. Actually, if you listen to my show earlier tonight, I told you that I'm this close to like never putting on another Dallas Cowboys star, not wearing any of that merch. I don't know what the hell Jerry Jones is talking about. Please just go look up the press conference that they had today. And if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, you're going to have to do some soul searching because they don't know what to say or do, whatever. Brandon Weeden was a quarterback the last time I was in Jerry World, AT&T Stadium, and they lost to the Atlanta Falcons. I was sick. I snuck in like eight Jack Daniels airplane bottles. And I just drank them and blacked out by halftime and just sank in my seat. So I hate the Cowboys. I hate the Dallas Cowboys. So yeah, Brandon Weeden was taken in the first round then. It's a crapshoot. It is so hard to do. It is so hard to identify a first-round quarterback, draft them, develop them. We were just talking about Paxton Lynch with the Denver Broncos. Later in that draft, the Denver Broncos selected Brock Osweiler. Remember him? He was like basketball player height. Two picks after him. Shout out to my boy, Mr. Get Flea, Vinny Curry, Neptune on top. Vinny Curry, who won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. The Eagles selected him there. I used to work out with Vinny at Edge Fitness. He was a couple years younger than me. I played against him at Neptune, Ocean versus Neptune. And I remember him coming into Edge Fitness when he was at Marshall. And I was like, yo, you coming out in the draft? And he's like, nah, I'm going to go back for a year. And I'm like, you sure? And he's like, yeah. He's saying next year I could be a second round, maybe even a first round pick. Shout out to Vinny, man. I haven't seen Vinny in a long time, but he is a legend from my area. He grew up an Eagles fan, got drafted by the Eagles, won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. Like, you can't make that stuff up. But back to what I'm talking about, 877-337-6666 if you want to talk about the draft. Later in that draft, Russell Wilson was selected in the third round, 2012. Where's he at? He's now potentially going to be the starting quarterback in Pittsburgh. Should have had two Super Bowl rings, threw the ball to Malcolm Butler. But yeah, I remember back then, who was it? Matt Flynn that was quarterback in the Seahawks? And Russell Wilson comes in. I always get an opportunity to tell my Russell Wilson stories. Russell Wilson, I met at UVA. Russell Wilson, I'm talking about accurate. You know, when you go to these football camps, they pair up the best quarterbacks and receivers, but you don't have reps throwing with these guys. So much of throwing the football is timing, right? When you're hitting your three-step drop, you're hitting your five-step drop. Even if you're in the shotgun just doing like a, hey, quick game, it's all timing, right? You need to know your receiver's steps, when they're breaking, when to release the ball. It's all about anticipation and timing, throwing into windows. That's hard to do in camp with guys you meet for the first time. Russell Wilson was so accurate. That's what I remember. Like being, I played quarterback too. I was not as accurate as him. And this kid, Russell Wilson, shows up to UVA camp, Tiki Barber's school. Tiki Barber will probably tell you there's like three practice football fields, but then there's this big ass hill and there's a football field up on the hill. That's where they brought all the top recruits. Russell Wilson is wearing a number 11 Miami jersey that says Wilson across the back. Kind of look like the old Ken Dorsey jersey. And everybody's talking about Russell, and they're talking about how he's definitely going to the ACC, and he's going to whatever school lets him play football and baseball because he was nice like that. And he was from Virginia. He was like the player of the year. He was like athlete of the year in Virginia. Russell Wilson was drafted in 2012, third round of that draft. He's made more money than all of those guys drafted before him. He's won. He's been to two Super Bowls, won one, should have won two. You can't call it. And Russell went to NC State, right? Played there. And then his last year went to Wisconsin. Shout out to Russ, man. He's a real one. He also came to spring training with the Yankees. Married Sierra. Talk about a legend. They hate on Russ. They hate on Russ for being a Christian, being a good dad, and taking care of Future's kid. He's a good guy. He's a great guy. I remember when we met, too. He was very quiet, and I think he lost his dad. I think his dad passed when he was in high school, and I remember hearing that, too. He just didn't say too much. He was quiet as kept. But, man, I'm talking about this guy. It didn't matter. Any receiver he went with, the ball was hitting the receiver between the face mask and the numbers every time. I'm like, this guy don't miss. He's not set up to miss. That's Russell, last name Wilson. He was really like that coming out of high school. 877-337-6666. So getting back to, you know, where we are going into this draft tomorrow, feels nice to be able to say that. It's Wednesday now. The draft is literally tomorrow. All of these quarterbacks and all this mad rush for quarterbacks, if there are four of them taken in the first four picks, two of them might be good, like might like play this year. And that's also the thing, too. We're in this world of in the NFL where you draft a quarterback that high, they're playing. They're supposed to play. But there's just a high probability that they end up in the wrong situation, the wrong coach, the wrong offense, the wrong team, the wrong city, and it does not work out. 877-337-6666. Live on the TikTok. What's up with y'all? I see you, Big Flex New York. What's up, Eric? What's up, Nick? What's up, Sean? Late KM to 2 a.m. Call lines are wide open, so I get to kind of freestyle. I get to kind of riff and do what I want here. I love to talk about the NFL. I love to talk about the draft. It is amazing to me, you know, how much goes into the draft from pro days and combines and all this nonsense and all these guys evaluating film from Todd McShay to Mel Kiper to Chris Sims, Mike Florio, who I just said, Merrill Hodge. And you know, some of these guys that evaluate talent that didn't play a lick of football. And that's why I'm like, I don't know how you know what you're looking at. Like, how much film have you watched? How many you know, games have you played? How much were you in the trenches like that to look at a guy and say what he is or what he isn't? These are millions of dollars being moved depending on where you get drafted. And like I said this the other night about the draft, what I love about the draft is watching these kids get their dreams realized. Like walking across that stage, getting the hug, Roger Goodell, even though Roger Goodell is a clown, it's a dream from the hug Goodell, shake his hand, and realize, like, I played peewee football. I played high school football. I played big time college football. Now I'm at the highest level. I'm in the NFL. In the NBA, these kids go to the G League. In Major League Baseball, these guys go to single A, double A, triple A. They got to really make their way up. In the NFL, man, if you're like that and you get drafted in the first round, you are expected to play and contribute right away. Hey, rookie, welcome to the NFL. Okay, we got calls lining up, but we're coming up on the next break. 877-337-6666 is wide open to talk about everything we've been talking about. I still want to hear how you guys feel about the Make It Happen Mets trying to not get swept going up against Blake Snell later on tonight. Yankee fans, weigh in on how you feel about Aaron Judge. Looked a little bit better tonight. It's a good sign. Hopefully it's a sign of things to come. Obviously, the umpires are trash. The zone was all over the place. But whatever, that's standard in sports. The officiating was trash in the Rangers game. We can still talk about the Rangers going up 2-0 on the Capitals, the Knicks going up 2-0 on the Sixers. When we come back, I do want to look at the NBA scoreboard, as I haven't gone too much into those games, but there are some series that are now knotted up. It's going to get interesting. Other than that, we're talking about Drake May, the NFL draft, Brock Bowers, the NFL draft, Keith McPherson on the Fan, 877, 337, a six, and two more sixes get you on the show, streaming live on TikTok at Keith_McPherson. We'll be right back after this.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Play me some pimpin', man. KM to 2 a.m. It's almost 2 a.m. I've got 20 minutes left. I am a sports fan, a former washed-up athlete. I was never that good, but good enough to go to college. Good enough to go to college and say I want to be a radio TV major, graduate with that degree, and do a bunch of everything else for 11 years. And then I end up popping up on the radio and TV. Hooray, here I am. So we're talking about the NFL draft. But the folks in my TikTok chat pointed out to me that the Orioles game went final and the O's lost to the Angels 7-4. So guess what, New York? Your Yankees are back in first place. I'll see you at the stadium tonight. I'm going to be right behind the Yankees dugout. They're not going to eject me, and they're not going to eject Boone for what I'm saying. I'll be right to the right. I'll be not. That guy was to the left of the Yankees dugout. I'll be to the right where, like, the TV cameras are with some of the creatures, bringing the creatures down to the luxury seat. So you'll see me with the gang, and I'm betting heavy on the Yankees. I need them to score like 8, 9, 10 runs tomorrow. And I need bombs over Baghdad. I need home runs. I need them to actually wake up. I might even bet on Gleyber Torres to hit his first home run. No, I'm not wasting money on Gleyber. He's lost. But yeah. So just like that, right? Yankees get a win tonight. And they score 4 runs in the first inning. Then they go scoreless. Yikes. Stroman has 9 strikeouts. They do enough. And look, they're back in first place. Cool. Now get a win tomorrow. Hope that the Orioles lose again. Whatever. Now as far as my Mets, these are my Mets. I call them the Make It Happen Mets. In 2022, they made it happen a lot. 2023, they let it happen a lot. The saying goes, losers let it happen, winners make it happen. They got to make it happen tonight. Against Blake Snell, got to make it happen. Just lost a series to the Giants. Luis Severino pitched well. The bats couldn't pick him up. They had some singles. They had some hits. It just didn't connect. And you leave runners on base, and it is what it is. Mets lose 5-1 to the Giants. They lose that series. They now have a 3-game losing streak. But fret not. You fight the sweep. You get one win. You come home. Maybe you sweep the Cardinals. John is out in Brooklyn. John, you're on the Fan.
Oh, thank you, sweet. Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to make one point. I think the Mets are struggling. Because Francisco, the catcher, he got hurt, and that's a big bat at the ending of the order. But I think, do you know when Martinez is going to come back? Because I haven't heard anything. Maybe you know better than us, because he can fill that gap in the order, batting up for him.
J.D. Martinez, I think, could come back this series. I think they said the St. Louis series maybe, but I don't think he's ready to come back.
Now, because also, now for the pitching, that's where I'm more concerned now, because this kid, Francisco, the catcher, I'm impressed behind him, behind the plate, how he calls the game.
Yeah.
So we also not just missing his bat, but...
No, you're missing his energy. You're missing his swag. This is a guy that plays hard. That's my favorite player on the Mets, because he just looks...
So is mine. He's good. And one more thing, too, Key, right? I forgot to tell you. Yes, the Yankees?
I know.
Since they moved to the new stadium, they haven't won a world chip. You think we might be cursed, man? Remember they were saying that jersey was dug underneath the old stadium?
They won the World Series the first year in the new stadium, John. I gotta get you up out of here, bro. They won the World Series the first year in the new stadium. The house that George built, or Jeter built, or whatever they want to say. Like, they won the stadium. They won the first year in the stadium, they won the World Series. There's no curse. I thought the Red Sox were cursed. As a kid, I thought the Red Sox were cursed. 2004, I'm like, but wait, what about the curse? J.D. Martinez is doing his rehab stints or whatnot. Oh, I saw something that I had in my notes before from the Mets minor league, that pitcher. I was like, what the hell? The numbers that he put up. And, of course, now my notes are freezing. I know we're not talking like Mets minor league on the Fan, but it just stuck out to me. Christian Scott surrendered a two-run home run to Kyle Manzardo with one out in the first inning. Then he retired the next 18 batters he faced. His final line was 6 1/3 innings pitched, one hit, two runs, one walk, and 8 Ks. So this guy gave up a homer, and then he straight locked in and dominated. Martinez drove in a run in his first start in AAA. And they're saying that they're trying to get him back as soon as possible in the same game. I'm trying to see. That's why I said I think they could have him back this weekend. J.D. Martinez drives in Luis Angel Acuna. Yeah, send him too. Why not? Like, how long do you need? I know he had the back issue or whatever, but J.D. Martinez, come do your thing. I mean, D.J. Stewart, not for nothing. It's not like you're trying to take D.J. Stewart out of the lineup. Bro, that D.J. Stewart homer off of Yamamoto, it was over the weekend, I hadn't been on. Like, you gotta love that. All the talk about Yamamoto and who was gonna get Yamamoto. Yamamoto the Met or Yamamoto the Yankee. Nope, he took him deep. And what was I telling you guys about Yamamoto? I don't care what he did in Japan. I don't care what he did in the NPB or whatever. When he throws that ball over the plate, these are major league hitters. Somebody's gonna rock him. It was DJ Stewart. Love a guy like that. 877-337-6666. So J.D. Martinez could return, but let's talk about Francisco Alvarez, man. That one hurts. You need him. Not just because of what he does behind the plate, but they said he's out like 6 to 8 weeks. Damn. He had to have the thumb surgery. It's such a gut punch when things are going good, when you're winning, to lose a primetime player like that, a kid who just has the right look about him. What I mean, the right look about him, he's got swag with the earrings, the eye black, just the way he looks and presents himself. And then he's got the look about him where, like, this guy is stealing bases. This guy's hustling out doubles. This guy can hit home runs. This guy, he just, like, looks the part of the modern-day baseball player, and you really feel bad for him in his second year that he's got to deal with missing 2 months out of his sophomore season. And yeah, John in Brooklyn, you're right. Maybe that's it, right? They dropped this series to the San Francisco Giants. They're missing Francisco Alvarez. Hurry back. Maybe it'll be 6 weeks and not 8 weeks. Maybe it'll be on the on the lower end. And on who are they rocking with? Tomas Nido? Let me go to the box score. I know Tomas Nido got called back up. I know he's a little bit of a Mets fan favorite, but he's no Francisco Alvarez. Omar Narvaez was behind the dish tonight for Severino. They're not what Francisco Alvarez brings. Energy-wise, style-wise, youngness, calling the game, flair. Those things matter, man. Those things matter. Sure wish the Yankees had a young catcher like that. Austin Wells got on base tonight, but when you see Austin Wells' batting average, you're like, what is that? He's batting .086. Got to be better. And it was getting to a point where you were seeing Trevino and you were not seeing Wells because Trevino started getting it going. But I don't know what's up with Trevi either, bro. This guy was a platinum glove catcher, an all-star 2 years ago. He does not necessarily look like that guy behind the plate anymore. He does not look like that guy throwing runners out anymore. Baseball is a crazy sport, dude. Like, some of these guys can play out of their minds. Some of these guys, like Judge. Judge can have the world watching his every at-bat. To then just having Yankee fans watching his at-bats and being like, what the hell is this? This is not Aaron Judge. This is not the Aaron Judge that we signed up for 9 years, $360 million, put a captaincy on him. Like, this is not the 62 home run Aaron Judge bobblehead that everybody was fighting each other for in the stadium. And yeah, y'all got to chill, bro. And even outside the stadium, as soon as you come out the stadium, yo, bobblehead, yo, can I get a bobblehead? Yo, anybody selling bobbleheads? No, we're not selling them. Shout out to my boy Sean, though. He was every day I'm hustling. He was hustling these bobbleheads. He was getting them from people that there actually were some people that just were ignorant to the game. Just like, yeah, sure, you can have my bobblehead. It's no big deal. It's just a doll. Just a doll? Excuse me? That doll commemorates the new AL home run king. That doll actually is part of a two-part set. Did you miss last year where they gave out the Roger Maris 61 bobblehead? And later in the year, they were supposed to give out the 62 Aaron Judge bobblehead, but it got rained out, and they said, we'll see you next year. There were so many people at the stadium Saturday. I mean, the Yankees draw. Even tonight, the Yankees had 30,060 people in there tonight to see the Oakland A's, to see Brent Rooker, to see Phil Nevin's kid, to see Lawrence Butler. Shout out to Lawrence Butler, though. And shout out to anybody from Burlington, New Jersey listening. He went yard tonight. I wasn't mad about it. There are not enough young black men in baseball. There are not enough young black players in baseball, and he's one of them. And he's one of the like up-and-coming guys. He's 23. He bats lefty, throws righty. He's 6'3", 210. That was Lawrence Butler. You've seen him in right field for the Oakland A's. He took Stroman deep. He's from Georgia. I hope he gets off the A's. I hope he gets off the Oakland A's. But I'm rooting for the guy. He was born in Burlington, New Jersey, but he played down in Georgia. And when you hear him talk, he's more of a Southern Georgia kid than a Jersey kid. But hey, if your birth certificate says you were born in Jersey, I'm claiming you. You're with us. 877-337-6666 as we wrap things up on another KM to 2 AM. You know, these shows after the Yankee games, after the playoff games, man, they're different. I enjoy them. It's a different crowd. It's a different vibe. It's a different feel for what you can and can't do. You know, can't really riff and freelance like this at 7 p.m., 8 p.m., 9. You have a ton of calls. You have a ton of people with their own agenda. Like, I don't mind. When I first started, honestly, I was worried about getting calls. Now I never worry about that. But then I also used to worry about clearing those calls and there being no calls. Now when there's no calls, I'm like, green light. I can do what I want to do. I can talk about what I want to talk about. I can talk about the 2012 draft, the 2016 draft. I can talk about the Baltimore Orioles losing tonight. I can talk about Lawrence Butler. I could get so much in a matter of like 30 minutes. And I hope that it just conveys how much of a sports fan I am, how much I love all of this, how much I love talking sports. I'll talk with a damn stranger. I'll talk with anyone that calls over the phone. If you've ever seen me in the stadium, ballpark, I talk to anybody. I take trips on the road. I end up chopping it up with fans in bars. I end up chopping it up with fans in different sections. I just think sports are amazing. I think they're great, man, because when I was a kid, you know, young boy growing up, it was the first thing that I gravitated to, and having sports in my life graphed my life. It helped me find a path to get out of Middlebrook Apartments. I started throwing that football and swinging that bat and dribbling that basketball. And then by the time I was 12, I'm like, all right, I'm going to be a football player. And by the time I was 16, I had my first scholarship offer from Hofstra University. I told my mom, hey, we lit. No matter what, I can go to Hofstra no matter what. And my mom was like, yeah, all right. And so I kept going. And then I got like 10 other scholarships after that. And the rest is history. And there's so much more history, you know. Tell your story, man. It's your job to tell your story. Because somebody's hearing it for the first time. Or who's going to tell your story better than you? No one. You know, coming up next is Chris McMonagle to tell you some stories. Who knows? Who knows what those stories might be tonight? 877-337-6666 if you want to tell a story in my last 5 minutes tonight. It was a good night. Darren Waller's trending. Did he retire? Did I miss that? Darren Waller? Or was it Kelsey Plum? It's always because of Kelsey Plum. Kelsey Plum to me, like, she's not ugly, but I don't think she's bad. Like, I don't think she's fine. Like, she's pretty, but, like, isn't she, like, big? Isn't she, like, tall, rather? Like, she's a basketball player. Like, I imagine her just being, like, I don't know. But I guess Darren Waller's a big dude, whatever. Why is Darren Waller trending? I'm trying to see if he retired from the Giants. If so, Giants should draft a tight end. But, yeah, shout out to Kelsey Plum. She's a legend. Just from that video of her throwing that T-shirt, the cannon, that just popped up. She chucked the T-shirt further than the T-shirt cannon throws the T-shirt down there in San Antonio. That's an epic video of her doing that. Okay, Darren Waller's trending. Someone says Darren Waller definitely got CTE. No. Okay, here's a tweet an hour ago. I like how Darren Waller and Kelsey Plum get divorced and everyone's on Plum's side because she's generally better liked and relatively more esteemed in her sport or whatever. Man, people say anything on Twitter. They got divorced? Okay, that's what it is. TMZ reports an hour ago, WNBA star Kelsey Plum and NFL tight end Darren Waller are getting divorced after a year of marriage. I don't take that lightly. That's not a laughing matter. That's not funny. That's tough, you know? And not for nothing. When they got married and they got together, I think they thought that they would be in Vegas together. He was playing for the Vegas Raiders. She plays for the Vegas Aces. Puts a strain on your relationship when you live in Weehawken and you're playing for the Giants. How do I know he lives in Weehawken? When he shot that rap video, I used to live over there in Weehawken, West New York. I'm like, yeah, I know where bro is. I know the whereabouts over there. Oh, man. Well, I wish them both well. I mean, Kelsey Plum is a G. Didn't she have the scoring title? Or she had some type of record in women's college basketball before Caitlin Clark, and she's got multiple rings. And you know what? Darren Waller's a G too. Album on the way. Mixtape dropping soon. Let us hear some more bars, Darren. Let us hear what you got, Darren. I know I need to cook up some bars. I need like 3 hours to just go through some beats, write some topics, and just think of some slick stuff to say on the Fan. I'm going to make it sports related though. We'll stay in the wheelhouse. Obviously, as you know, most rappers do, you got to brag or flex or boast about yourself. But I'll keep it to, you know, like the Rangers, the Knicks, the Mets, the Yankees. I'll come up with some bars from the different teams. Yeah. I don't know if I have the time to do that, though, because my son's definitely going to take a dump on himself. My cat's going to definitely take a bunch of dumps, and I got to clean up after both of them. And then my wife's going to come home, and then she's going to have something random to tell me. And I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I completely forgot that we had that plan with your friend from, I just, you know, this is how life goes for me. And then I'll check my inbox, and there'll be something else I got to do, and somebody needs me to be somewhere. And I'll be like, yo, not for nothing, bro. I'm just trying to go to the game. I'm just trying to go to the stadium. Everybody leave me alone, yo. And then I got to write some raps. Like, how am I going to write a rap for my Friday night show when I got to be a dad, a cat dad, a husband, and I got to be front row at Yankee Stadium? First world props, you know? First world props. Well, at least the Rangers won, right? At least the Yankees won. Maybe the Isles will win. Maybe the Mets will win. Maybe the Giants will win the Drake May sweepstakes. Maybe the Jets will play it smart, take the best offensive tackle with that first pick, or take the best receiver depending on who's on the board. Brock Bowers is like taking Dalton Kincaid. Sam LaPorta was better. And I feel like you can get a tight end. You can get a tight end later on. Brock Bowers is the sexy splash pick. Don't need him. Don't need him. Oh, I never watched that Bo Nix highlight. Don't need to. Don't need to. Actually, I can run it now with the sound off. Bo Nix, let's see. Two wide receivers. See, they do run a little bit of that zone read. A lot of that, like, you know, fake the zone, get rid of the ball quick. Everything that he does is getting the ball out of his hands quick. That's something I saw. He had one of the quickest releases in the nation. So he's in the shotgun, and as soon as he catches the ball, one, two, three, throw the ball. So he's like, in the NFL, I know the NFL has gotten more to shotgun and not under center, not dropping back like the NFL used to be, but like, you still have longer developing plays. Ooh, that's an athletic play. I wouldn't say Bo Nix is much of a runner, but like, yeah, everything is getting the ball out of his hands so fast. It could translate to the NFL. What do I know? Maybe Bo Nix is the best quarterback out of this draft class. I highly doubt it. But I think his experience is going to play. I do think the amount of reps that he had in the SEC and the Pac-12 is going to play. All right, yo. I got to drive home. I got to try to sleep. Try and be a good person. And come back and do this again tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be coming live from Yankee Stadium. So hopefully the Yankees win and score a bunch of runs. Shout out to everybody that watched on TikTok. Appreciate y'all. Follow me or don't. Somebody in the chat goes, what's your thoughts on Spike Eskin? Why do you need to know now? C-Max coming up next. Thanks for listening to my show. I'm out of here. Bye. Sports Radio 101.